the morning after the morning before. There's a sense of fear and shock yesterday, a sense of, I suppose, achievement yesterday as well. How do you feel this morning, considering that you're one of the family support group members? Indeed, you're the chairwoman, and you lost your son on that terrible day.
Yes. Well, this morning, obviously, when you reflect over everything and what happened yesterday, because as you can imagine, it was very, very busy all day yesterday, doing interviews, going to the hall to listen to what the CPS has to say. So we went in, you know, trepidation, really. But to come out, I'm a great believer, concentrate on what we have achieved and not what we've not achieved. Because obviously, you know, we thought that maybe possibly more, without me saying too much. But I'm very, very pleased, because a couple of years ago, for 28 years, we had nobody in the frame. We've got six in the frame, and to me, that's a great achievement.
As you say, being in the frame, facing charges, doesn't mean guilt. And these people will go through due process to see whether or not they are guilty or innocent. But you feel it's a campaign that needed to continue for all of these years to try and get justice for your loved ones.
Exactly. I mean, I don't use the word, if I can help it, too often, justice. I use the word accountability. And there is a difference in that, because you can never get justice for anybody's life. You know, nothing will bring them back. But I do believe somebody being accountable for the deaths of 96 innocent people. And so it was very, very important that we didn't give up, you know, because you knew that people have got to be, face the truth is the word, face the truth, admit to what your wrongdoings. Where, as I've said to you then, I've got to be very careful what I say and how I express my words, because I don't want nothing jeopardising what's going forward now. It took such a long time to get to this stage. We've been to so many courts, we've had so many inquiries, we've had judicial reviews, private prosecutions, and it's been a nightmare journey. And I think what we've achieved by carrying on is not only good for the Hillsborough families, I think it goes beyond that. It's good for the nation, because things will have to improve and changes need to be done.
95 charges of manslaughter, 96 people died, but one person died on a life support machine some months later, and that person, that family's not included. How do you feel about that?
I think that's so sad, to be honest with you, because that person, no matter what, he sustained his injuries through what happened on that day. He would not have died if he hadn't have been at Hillsborough. And to me, it should have been 96, not 95. And I feel so, so sorry for that family at this moment in time. But we have to see really what transpires. Obviously, I can't talk on behalf of his family. They'll do that themselves, I'm sure. But my heart goes out to them, because it must have been, to listen to that yesterday, must have been awful.
And do you feel that you've represented everyone, and I don't mean everyone as in those who died on that day in Sheffield. I'm talking about everyone who would be controlled, who would be looked after, who would be depending on guidance on a regular basis from authority. Is accountability, this accountability you talk about, is this campaign to represent the public, the general public?
Well, of course it is, because, I mean, you know, we all remember when Hillsborough happened, they tried to accuse the 96, of the, well, 95 at that time, of their own death. They tried to accuse them of killing themselves. They tried to blame our fans. And I always felt it was a slur on our city. And, you know, that was part of the campaign to accelerate our fans. They'd done nothing wrong that day. Absolutely nothing. And to accelerate the fans, you know, that was so important to make sure that the right people took responsibility. Because, after all, when you go anywhere, to a football game, to a concert, You're dependent on the people in charge to look after you for your safety. And unfortunately, that didn't happen.
Margaret, I appreciate you coming on this morning, and I think the world admires the campaign generally, the campaign carried out by the Hillsborough families. Thank you very much for your time this morning. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
That's Margaret Aspinall, who lost her son that tragic day in Sheffield. The former Chief Superintendent David Duckingfield faces 95 charges of manslaughter, and five other senior members will be prosecuted over the 1989 Hillsborough disaster. The full list of individuals and charges are Mr. Duckingfield, 72, facing manslaughter by gross negligence of 95 men, women and children. And there are further charges being directed at other people as well, including very high profile figures who were associated with that day. Norman Bettison, who's the chief inspector at the time, later Sir Norman Bettison, faces four charges of misconduct in a public office relating to alleged lies he told in the aftermath about the culpability of fans. Graham Mackerel, former Sheffield Wednesday club secretary, will be accused of breaching health and safety and safety at sports grounds legislation. Peter Metcalf, who was a solicitor, is charged with perverting the course of justice relating to changes in witness statements. Former Chief Superintendent Donald Denton and former Detective Chief Inspector Alan Foster are accused of perverting the course of justice. The six men charged over Hillsborough are as we've listed there, and we'll await their appearances in court.